word for word. Kachir weather. Na hour. Kushalam good fortune. Natha O masters. Indriyartha sense gratification as the ultimate goal of life. Arthavedinang, persons who understand only sense gratification. Vyasana, illness. Avape, got. Etasmin, in this material existence. Patitanam, those who are fallen. Swakarmabi, by their own ability. Translation. Prithu Maharaj inquired from the sages about persons entangled in this dangerous material existence because of their previous actions. Could such persons whose only aim is sense gratification be blessed with any good fortune? Purport. Maharaj Prithu did not ask the Kumaras about their good fortune, for the Kumaras are always auspicious by dint of their life in celibacy. Since they are always engaged on the path of liberation, there was no question of ill fortune. In other words, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas who are strictly following the path of spiritual advancement are always fortunate. The question was asked by Prithu Maharaj for his own sake, since he was in the position of a grihastha and in charge of the royal authority. Kings are not only grihasthas who are generally absorbed in sense gratification, but are sometimes employed to kill animals in hunting because they have to practice the killing art. Otherwise, it is very difficult for them to fight their enemies. Such things are not auspicious. Four kinds of sinful activities associating with women for illicit sex, eating meat, intoxication, and gambling are allowed for the Kshatriyas. For political reasons, sometimes they have to take to these sinful activities. Kshatriyas do not refrain from gambling. One vivid example is the Pandavas. When the Pandavas were challenged by the opposite party, Duryodhan, to gamble and risk their kingdom, they could not refrain. And by that gambling, they lost their kingdom and their wife was insulted. Similarly, the Kshatriyas cannot refrain from fighting if challenged by the opposite party. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj, taking consideration of all these facts, inquired whether there is any auspicious path. Grihastha life is inauspicious because grihastha means consciousness for sense gratification. And as soon as there is sense gratification, one's position is always full of dangers. This material world is said to be padam padam yat vipadam natesham, dangerous in every step. Everyone in this material world is struggling hard for sense gratification. Clearing out all these points, Maharaj Prithu inquired from the four Kumaras about the fallen conditioned souls who are rotting in this material world due to their past bad or inauspicious activities. Is there any possibility for their auspicious spiritual life? In this verse, the word Indriyartha Artha Vedinam is very significant. It indicates persons whose only aim is to satisfy the senses. They are also described as Patitanam or fallen. Only one who stops all activities for sense gratification is considered to be elevated. Another significant word is Swakarmabi. One becomes fallen by dint of his own past bad activities. Everyone is responsible for his fallen condition because of his own activities. When activities are changed to devotional service, one's auspicious life begins.
So, thank you. here, Prithu Maharaj is a great devotee, meeting with the Kumaras. And he is a Grihastha king. He is teaching us how we should associate with the sadhu. See, a sadhu means you see, don't with the eyes. According to Bhaktivedanta Thakur, you see a sadhu not with the eyes, but with the ear. That means hearing from him. This is bhakti. This is bhakti. Most of the people, what they are hearing? All nonsense. All something to do with the matter of sense gratification. And devotees, they are also hearing. They are also seeing. Here we are seeing Prabhupada. Here we are seeing Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. We are seeing Radha Gopinath. Seeing Gaur Nitai. We are in the temple. The chanting, dancing is going on. Harikatha. This is spiritual. This is spiritual. Everything relates to Supreme Spirit Krishna. Gaur Nitai. Jagannath. And others are also going there. But nothing to do with Krishna. Sense gratification. What is eyes one, what is tongue one, what is nose one, what is ear one. All the senses. Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. One who is this way, simply for sense gratification, he naturally is inclined towards activity which is against the scripture. What is that? That is all forbidden sinful activity, as we know, that they are doing. Everybody is doing that. But the devotees, though they are using their senses, but for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna wants, we eat Krishna prasad, food in the mode of goodness. Krishna wants, we go back to him, to always associate with him. But others associate with something else. And this creates all this consciousness. That's why it says, Sangat Sangjayate Kama. Sangha. Sangha means association. Here we are associating with Krishna in different form. Even taking prasad, they are associating Krishna's prasad. So Krishna, Krishna being absolute. Others, nothing to do with Krishna, has to do with matter, thinking I am this body. Anything he does, it's a dhatu, vishwan, pungsu. The moment you think I am a product of material nature, oh, I am this body, that is illusion. We know that. I mean dream. Something wrong. But when you know I am spirit, then act differently. No question of this duality comes, good, bad. You become a transcendentalist, you transcend. Here you see the Kumara. And King Prithu, he is a Grihastha, no doubt. But Grihastha is nothing bad. He is ashram. And he is in Grihastha ashram. Ashram means it implies spiritual life. Spiritual life. Brahmacharya, Garhastha, Vanaprastha, Sanna. This is ashram. Ashram means spiritual activity. In the plane of spiritual activity. Any Grihastha not doing this, sense gratification is sending, whole day going out now, from the already started movie, you will see, running, rat race. What for? Anybody understand? Understand now? Bucks, bucks, bucks. Dollar, dollar, dollar. But they are using for dollar, running after. What for? Kama. To satisfy his senses. Whatever he has got in his mind. Unlimited desire. Unlimited desire. Kama is unlimited desire. Most of the people are in the mode of passion and ignorance. Naturally, they are not attracted to spiritual life. But those who did some pious activity, many lives, they are now playing with Krishna, enjoying picnic with Krishna. So in order to have that, enjoy that, we have come here and practicing. reviving our Krishna consciousness, which is dormant. Others thinking the spirit is covered by illusion, association with the matter or material energy, thinking I am a product of material energy, a matter, enjoy whatever I see. Whatever I survey is meant for my enjoyment. Yes, that is material world. It's like a dream, you are thinking so many things. But it's not reality. Reality is Jiveshwarupai Nitya Krishna Das. I am a servant of Krishna. That is the beginning of auspiciousness. So that is spiritual life. Spiritual life means, Subhada. First symptom is life become auspicious. You see, look at the devotees chanting Hare Krishna. Face is always bright. Material life means full of anxiety, tension, stress. So you don't see bright face. You may say, good morning. Maybe using so much. It's called cosmetics. Even sometimes some Prime Minister of a country, it has been found later on, he was not Prime Minister then. His wife even doesn't know. He spends so much money to so that he may look like a young man. I don't want to mention the name of the country. This came out, newspaper front page, and his wife is shocked. My husband spends so much money so that he look like a young man because he's a Prime Minister. You see nowadays everywhere. Even in the village in India, I see now. Men's beauty parlor. I know beauty parlor for women. Even in India, what to speak of here? I see some type of hair style. I don't see like this. Bushy. This side, shaved off. So many style. Because he thinks I'm this body. I want to make the body, you see. Look very attractive. Looks like a hero. Maybe I'm like Bob Dylan or something like that. I'm a big hero. In India, even Indonesia, from here I'm not going. One guy asked me one day, you know this guy? You don't know? You're Indian. All Indonesian know. How? They watch our film. Cinema, I don't go. But you should know. Newspaper, so many places, you don't know. How? Who is this guy? Shah Rukh Khan. Now I spin, you ask somebody, yeah, everybody knows. Manaji, don't know? No? One day I was going in Bombay with one of our ISKCON top leader, Indian. He said, Subhav, you see that? This place is like a little Pakistan, full of Salah, Akbar, Salam Alaikum, always hear this. Don't mind anybody. I see all like that, whole area. And suddenly, my eyes fell on top of a billboard. I said, who is that? Maharaj, you don't know? What? One Maharaj Sarvin. Maharaj, he doesn't know. This is Shah Rukh Khan. I said, oh, this guy. So one day I opened newspaper, I see he's with a chief minister, arranging some artist will be playing, boys and girls will be playing cricket, so that she can make some money. Raise funds, the chief minister, for some purpose or some mission. He called Shah Rukh Khan, and Shah Rukh Khan called many artists, men, women, from Bombay to Calcutta, and cricket playing. And many people pay high price ticket. Normal, not price, this is extra. And people are going, and I think, oh, this guy, I've never heard. Another, the same thing. There's a good cricketer, now he's the prime minister. Like, America, people follow. Now India also. The party, you are not to win, they select some film star. Just like ISKCON also sometimes bring some film star. At once, so many people come. In Mayapur, I am sitting with another Maharaj, and suddenly see, I am asking everybody, chant Jai Jagannath, not chanting, most of the guys. Why? So Maharaj, you see, by your side, one young girl is sitting. Yeah, who is she? I don't know. You don't know? She's a famous TV star. Really? I don't watch TV. But why they are not chanting Jai Jagannath? because they are of divine faith. Really? Who? Our village, all Muslims. Yeah, they have come to see her. She's a Muslim girl. Just a young girl, 18 to 21 years. She's sitting, I said, just, not kid, but just growing, you know. Because Bengali Muslim. And sitting calm and quiet. Sitting by my side between two of our Maharajas. We are supposed to speak and then she will speak. Because unless she is last, people would go away. ISKCON knows. ISKCON knows. Devotee means very intelligent. Same thing in Ujjaini I saw. I say, so many people, why? What they are looking at? I say, no, this girl became first as a heroine this year in Bombay. They select every year who will be the best hero, best heroine. And this girl came out of it. So in the opening of the temple, they brought her. Rani Mukherjee. I heard her father and mother was introduced with me by the ISKCON president in Bombay. He says, Maharaj, this is Rani Mukherjee's father and mother. He says, Maharaj, where did you go? I go to Australia, America, many places, sometimes. Oh, I see, she asked, your daughter is Rani Mukherjee? Yes, yes. A young girl, not much, within 25, but she became renowned artist. So many people in central India, because Bombay film is famous. Oh, look, not for the temple hall. Or deity. But ISKCON is clever at the same time. Though Muslim, other faith, they're coming to see the deity also at the same time. And this way, ISKCON knows how to use everything in the service of Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the idea. That is what we are doing. We are also eating nice food, but not for sense gratification. To please Krishna, we eat what is prasad only. Though we know we are this, not this body, but we have to keep the body fit. You have to eat something. Otherwise, how will you serve Krishna? You are not overnight become a abhudut, paramahansa. Eat very little, sleep very little. No. It's all gradual process. That is the Kumara. They are self-realized. They are, no, I am not this body. But unfortunately, they are impersonalist. And now they are one of our guru, Mahajan. Narada, Shambhu, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Kumara is one. From there come Nimbarka Sampradaya. We come from Brahma, Madhya, Gauriya, Sampradaya. It's gone. And this is coming. There are Acharya. Our duties, Mahajana, Jainagata, Sapanta, what Mahajan did. And you follow Mahajan, Prabhupada. He became Mahajan in one sense. What did Prabhupada did? Prabhupada was born in a his father was a Vaishnav. Vaishnav's duty is not like other grihastha. Vishayi means after sense gratification. Only daytime, money, dollar. Night time, sense gratification. Some people think if I can sleep till even 8 hours, 10 hours, I enjoy it so much. But devotee is not like that. They get up. Quickly, 6 hours, enough. Get up, take bath, come to Mangal Arati, and then beaming bright. Because the Lord sees, it's called Mangal Arati, whole day, become auspicious. No inauspicious thing happen. So devotional service means there are 6 symptoms according to the nectar of devotion. What are the 6 symptoms? One is, first is Suvada. His life become very auspicious. Kleshogni. No more misery. Of course, sometimes it takes little time. You cannot say I'm completely free from misery. Can anybody say? It depends. Gradually it becomes. You know, Krishna will square up. I have got problem which causes tension. He's not giving me tension. I know Krishna will help. God helps those who help themselves. Krishna said. Je jathamam prabodhe, according to surrender, according to your loving devotional service, not official. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. No. Chant nicely, Hare Krishna. Love and devotion. We are associating with Krishna. Krishna is dancing in our tongue. But since it is disease, we can't experience it. Time will come. But at the same time, at least we enjoy prasadam. Yes? Everybody enjoy prasadam? Raise hand. At least this much we are, association is there very nicely. We enjoy prasad. And prasad devotees are always blissful. This is sign of Krishna consciousness here, advancing. Maybe different faces there. Overnight, don't expect to become a paramahansa. That is not possible. That is the kumara. Because they control senses. Prabhupada, expect our grihastha. It is not grihamedi. They are not talking about grihastha. Those are devotee. They are not like that. It is grihamedi. They are not nothing to do with Krishna. They are doite. Sometimes cold, sometimes hot. The devotee says, I am not this body. Quick! Prabhupada says, take bath like a crow early in the morning. If you feel, oh, no, I want hot water. That is Sanskrit. Take hot water bath. And you are sleeping, so many things coming in mind. Dhatu Vishwan Pungsa. You are in a platform of sense gratification. So many things coming. Sensual. Yes? Who takes bath in hot water? Doesn't it comes? If you say yes, you are honest. Shall I say yes? Shall I say no? Then you can be happy. Then you can only say good morning, that's all. Actually, may not be good morning. Yes or no? Krishna is saying that. Asuddhana Purusha. Only has no faith. He's not sure. I'm this, I'm that. He can be happy. He can be happy. He gets some taking an ice cream. Nobody's watching. Very well. Krishna is watching inside. Paramatma rascal. You offered me? I told you, Patnam Puspam ice cream on? You offered it? Okay, someone will come and see. Hurry, well, see somebody. Like Krishna is a rascal, how you all? Sense gratification. Time will tell, sometime formidable something come. You'll be overpowered by sense object. Yes or no? Yes, say. Why don't you say yes? We are not on the completely on transcendental platform. That is Kumara. That is the divine. 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness, even sleeping in trying to see Krishna. Till he falls asleep, some duty, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And somebody comes. Prabhupada told a story about this thing. But you should be Krishna conscious like this. One guy was a broker in shop, in share market, you know, the stock exchange. You must have in Melbourne stock exchange, nah? In office area, must be. At least Sydney must be there, which is capital, economic capital of Australia. Yes, it's like New York City, or some of the American city look like so busy. So Calcutta also like that, Delhi also that, but Bombay and Delhi more. These are all business city big, not like Delhi. So they have got a stock exchange, you see, every day. Maybe newspaper, Wall Street Stock Exchange, they give world economy. So there is a broker. And in those days, early days when Prabhupada was there, there's no, I think Prabhupada's time, I didn't see cell phone. Just came once, I think after that is phone, you know, wireless. It's always many phone, like clink, 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 clink. So one guy, usually many businessmen, broker, that guy was a broker. He has got many phones. King, king, hello? How much is the price of this jute? How much this sugar? This, that, is something like that. And another phone, king, another, four, five. Same simultaneously, one after another. See, his wife says to his son, darling, now you have finished your breakfast, now with the student career there, your father already gone before office opens, long before he's sitting there. Go and take this and you serve your dad. Okay? See, otherwise he won't take. He's crazy. He's always clinking, clinking. Hello? How much is the price? He only knows this. Really? Son went. Put it there, I'm busy. Thinking, how much is the price? This, that. All right, he record all these things. How much is this price? How much is this price of this? He's saying all these things and recording. So it's answered, ready. Don't disturb. Put it there. He's sitting. Go to your school. Now mommy says to serve you. I'm busy. I will take myself. You don't have to worry. Don't waste time mine. And again he's sitting. He scolded him. Go back to school. Now, don't waste my time. I won't eat now. I have no time. So again he went after school to mommy. Mommy said, now take noon prasad. Huh? And she sit down. She said, father, did he eat? He told all these things. Father won't allow. He said, I have no time. Noon time also same thing happened. Then he came back. Her husband, he was at home. He knows he's sleeping. His father then ate his mother. Again warmed up. The breakfast he didn't take hardly, if at all, sometime. And noon also didn't take. He has no time sometimes. So he's sleeping. The son is also sleeping. Son, he said, came to mother. What? I can't sleep. What happened? I hearing father, he's sleeping and simply saying, how much is the price? How much is the price? I heard that. I can't sleep. What is he saying? He's dreaming also. Your father is crazy. Simply no. He's broken his job, climpty crinking, and how much is the price? And nothing else. Some or other to eat little or not. He doesn't know anything. First, this is we should eat. Follow like that. We should always be mold our life in such a way we know nothing but Krishna, either service or book distribution or arati or dressing, whatever the variety is there, you should be absorbed in that. Then rest assured going back to Godhead every chance in one life even. But that requires practice. That is what I mean. Thus, we transcend material plane, come to this spiritual. There is no question of good or bad. To the common people, there is something good, something bad. That is Chaitanya Chaitamita says. Chaitanya Chaitamita said, Doite, when you are in the platform of duality, duality means good, bad, huh? Heat, cold, that you transcend that. A devotee. This is all mental concoction, just like we see dream, like that. One is night dream, short dream, and day is also long dream. When you go to sleep, you forget this. You are a devotee. You are this as in Melbourne. You do pujari work, all this you forget. Where your attachment is, another realm. This body you leave, like a string, Prabhupada is explaining. You are flying a flight, like that. Your subtle body goes some another realm, where your attachment is. But if that is also Krishna, then you, either this or that, you are always with Krishna. You transcend. Make sense? Yes? Suppose this is a day dream, it is long, and this night dream. Almost dream. It's something happening, no doubt, but yesterday what happened to you, now it is a dream. Yes? You cannot bring it back. You can simply remember, this happened. That's all. That is what is happening. So here, he setting an example that King Prithu, what the ideal Grihastha should be. She should be Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. Bhakti Vinod Thakur showed. He has also Grihastha. He has got more than 10 children. He has to take care of them, give them education. He has to earn money so that he can marry his daughters to suitable boy who is a Vaishnava. He did all. But at the same time, he's a great Vaishnava. Did so much work, more than 100 of books. He eats, sleep just as is necessary to keep the body fit. To teach us how our Grihastha should be, who could be better than, he'll be great Goswami, that means like a sannyasi, may not be external dress, yesterday I was telling, no? Not externally. Madhavendu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, at heart, become Goswami. And dress Grihastha is okay. Krishna will see the heart, not the outside. Sannyasi, I am Guru, bring all Mahaprasad to me. And what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said? He, in the Gaudiya Mutha, when he started, his Sannyasi is sitting and give them Mahaprasad, all the best thing. They keep it, I'll take it later. Suddenly he saw his Guru Maharaj is coming, watching. What you are eating? Hey, collect all the best palatable dishes. He takes up gulab jam, samosa, halwa. Guru is taking, he can't say anything. And outside people he is giving, distributing. People came, visitors. Somebody said, hey, you becoming Vaishnava. Practice Krishna Bhakti, you can take very palatable dishes. Halwa, samosa, kachori, pakora. I would rather become come here regular. This is the tactics. The devotees are intelligent. They know how to attract people. If you ask him, chant Hare Krishna, sit down here. Yeah, you see, Sunday, you see some temple, don't mind, I don't say here. Maybe here or some. When class there, they won't come. And towards the end, when the prasadam time, dang dang, so many people already came. 5 minutes. At least this much attracted to Krishna consciousness. Then you are giving them free, so one day he feels, Prabhu, can I do something? He says, devotees are washing pots, this, that. Can I do something? Somebody is cleaning. Yes, do. Gradually come to one day. Can I become a bhakta? I can also do japa. Yes. Take this mala and do. How many you can do? Now we are doing 16 rounds. Maybe I can do 2-4 rounds. Gradually, can I become bhakta? Yes, provided you follow this. You become bhakta. It's a gradual process. Here, we see the ideal grihastha. He is asking ideal question. Apparent to be, though he is asking them, actually it is for him, but he is acting like ordinary man, ordinary grihastha, not Vaishnavi, Vaishnav. Not like that. For their good, he is taking this role. Because he's getting, he knows all these things. Arjuna knows I am not this body. But he's put in this condition so that people can learn for us. Men for us. If we follow like Arjuna, we can also go back to Godhead. We can also be near to Krishna, dear to Krishna. We can also become associate of Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, Radharani, Gopis, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham. Here ISKCON, Prabhupada is giving the chance and asking us, you practice, always associate with the devotees. If possible, with a great devotee like Prabhupada, and opportunity is knocking still now. Prabhupada's books are there, we should read and meditate on this. Am I acting like this? Like this? This is the way. This is, he's teaching us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching. Even the sannyasis cannot make some conclusion of the scripture, something bewildered. Go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a grihastha. He's the magistrate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us, crush the pride of the denounced person also. Being a God even incarnate, still he's teaching us. Asking Ramananda Rai, I want to ask you some question, please you answer. Ramananda is admitting, though I am asking you question, these are all made by you. These are all ideal questions coming from you. And I'm asking you, it's teaching us how we should act. And thus the beginning of auspiciousness of common people starts. And devotees already started. Maybe Gihastha, doesn't matter. They don't fall in that category. It's not meant for them. So Doite, those who are in the duality, and those who transcend that, who transcend? Who is always associating with Krishna 24 hours? We may not be always, because we switch off the fan. You surrender, switch off the fan. Fan is supposed to stop, no doubt. May not be at once. Gradually we come to your top. So this will also, our process is gradual process. Adu, Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada also did that. I said Sadhu. Then life changed. His life changed. He cautioned his son, his wife, please cooperate with me. Now only otherwise leave. I'll become renunciate. Oh, I think my husband is joking. Prabhupada said. Again, doing. One day, Prabhupada slipped out. When he saw his son is grown up, you rascal. I told you, I saw in front of me, Prabhupada is chastising his son. I brought him. Why don't you do this, this? He also distribute book. He will give you some percentage. Why distribute other thing? Sell. It's father's duty. So Prabhupada is our spiritual father. Guru is the spiritual father. So if you follow him, father trains up, we will be trained up. We will come to the transcendental plane. And here is he made this family of Krishna. He's gone. Person never leave ISKCON. GVC made a now rule. When you take initiation, must promise never leave ISKCON. Other not like this. They maybe their goal is the same. Go back to Godhead, but not like purpose mood. Go distribute book. Not after chanting, dancing, morning prasad finish. Go out to Sankirtan, book distribution, go out for other, making life member, do some more. When you're exhausted, take some rest. Again, do something. Or read books, or do arati, do something. Till you exhausted at night, go to sleep. Try. And before going to sleep, read something, Krishna's pastime, so that maybe you are fortunate one day, see in a dream, Krishna is coming. It's a very good sign. Many devotees see sometimes. Very good sign. Very good sign. Great saintly person. They do that. This here is saying. A saintly person then doesn't go to somebody's house to eat, sleep, make money, this, that. To engage him in Krishna consciousness. This is ideal saint. This is the Kumara. They are self-realized and gradually come in, though it's a little impersonal, come in contact with the Lord by smelling the Lord's tulsi on his feet. Lord, and they are attracted. The Lord pastimes. Thus associating with the Lord, life becomes blissful. Unlike impersonalists. Yeah. So we are supposed to, Prabhupada asks sometime, duty, are you joyful? You are joyful, and you are making progress. You are becoming Krishna conscious. That is the idea. So, here, so many things we have to see. If we read Bhagavad Gita, how we fall down is saying, thinking ourselves body, we try to enjoy immaterial consciousness through the body. And thus, he said, Dhayotu Vishwan Pungso. We are going to the Sankirtan yesterday. I was, may not be, all the time, half an hour, half past six, until try to stay 8 o'clock. Reminds me of my early days when I joined. So I like it, though I'm an old man. I don't know when suddenly may die. Coming that sometime, that moment, time to time. But Krishna doesn't want, I'm still there. So I like it. And I'm chanting, I don't know, I'm allowed by doctor only 20 minutes to talk. But I'm chanting loudly, without even speaker. So I have to put my energy. Doesn't matter. Serving Krishna. I like it. Doesn't matter. One of Prabhupada's Prabhupada wrote a letter to one of his elder godbrothers. I am far away in America from India preaching Krishna consciousness, early days, 65, 67. If anything happens to me, I am above 70 now. At that time he was 69, 70 when he left. So it is something like. So what will be my destination? To his godbrother, he has got good relation with him, and yes, good scholar also, scholarly in Vaishnava literature, and disciple, senior disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, you are on a mission to fulfill my Guru Maharaj's desire. So his blessing is always with you. Wherever you may be, carrying out his order, you are in Vrindavan. You are trying to fulfill the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Under the order of your Guru, Sadguru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So you are in a great mission and try your best. At this age you have gone there. So don't worry about that. If anything happens to you, anything means he face fatal something. he dies. Twice he had got stroke or something in the boat on his way to America. Then again, as he landed, again, within a short time, another. He said, twice stroke, he finished. Third time, doctor they brought and they put him in a sea beach somewhere. His disciple took him in a tent, called doctor. Doctor said, what this old man is doing? Please don't disturb. We cannot tell him anything. He's our guru. He is remembering God. He read his bag. What he's doing with his hand? He's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama. Within this mantra, essence of our life is there. He must be 24-hour engaged with our body, mind, words, whatever we have got. Bhakti Vinod Thakur teaching, ideal grihastha life. Manasa dehagya. My body, my mind, whatever I have, my family man, my property, my bank balance, whatever, position. Everything belongs to you, Krishna. We are all your servant. Simply you are looking after your thing, managing. This is called complete surrender. We are trying. What you should tell, I have 100% surrender. According to Krishna reciprocates, according to surrender and loving service, so Krishna says, Je jathamam prapadyante tang tathiva bhajamaham. Accordingly, I shower my mercy, shower my grace. Mame bhaje prapadyante. One who surrenders to me, he becomes transcendental to the modes of material nature. How many of us can say, I am free from the attraction of the material nature? Difficult. Yes? This is good. We are honest. So Krishna will protect us. The moment I think, now, material energy is so powerful, no, nothing can do. No. Then she will teach us. Very strong, difficult test she will do. Let me see. So many great, great personalities, somersault. Keep them. And this King Vishwamitra, he was a king. Now he became a Brahmin. He surrendered. And become Brahmin. But the Vaishnava is even superior than a Brahmin. Even superior than a sannyasi. That is we are here for, to become a Vaishnava. Doesn't matter, grihastha, man, woman, dressing the deity, pujari, or speaking to Krishna. He won't say that. He will see how much we are surrendered, how with love and devotion we are serving Krishna. And accordingly, he reciprocates. Mam cha jo abhavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuvaya kalpate. Hari, he need ganasata. Lord Hari is never overpowered by Maya. He is Mayadhish. He controls Maya, tells Maya, do this, do this, do this. Maya adhyakshena, by my order. Prakriti, Maya Devi, doing all, running this material invert. Durga. There is Brahma Samhita, Brahma also saying that. Shai Vijay Jagadash, Nishtha Durga, something, some verse. Sisti Sthiti Sadhana Shakti Reka, Maya Vijasya, Chai Vijasya, like that. Like a shadow. A man goes, his wife, like a shadow behind. He's supposed to be. Woman, wife should listen to the direction of the husband. This is ideal, like Ramchandra and Sita Devi. But she can also tell something. And he honors. Sita won't, Ramchandra say, you are a princess, don't come with me in the forest. You are never used to this forest life, very austere. No provision is there like a palace. Far from that. You have to live the bare necessary, very austere. No, you are my husband. Even not like father, my brother, anything. Husband, I have to follow like a man. in happiness, in distress, in danger, always I have to share with you. So I have to go. No, you won't go? No. Okay, then come. I'll take care of you. This is ideal husband, ideal wife, supposed. The moment we change, Prabhupada said, everything will be finished. But the basic thing I gave you, do not change it, he said. But depending on time, place, circumstances, those who are our authority, they may do, we have to cooperate with them. What can be done? This is what we are facing now at present. In ISKCON, many things seem to be coming a change. So now we have to decide. Prabhupada said, cooperate with the authority. So we have to cooperate. But we have to face the reality, no doubt. You cannot escape. We can be, what is it called? Evading this thing. You have to face the reality, which may be a little harsh. Not little, quite harsh. Not take it cheaply. You have to then get result also, cheap result. For wholesale can do, but individual level I see, one can maintain standard, give value. You should have a sense of value, of standard, beauty, quality. That is what Prabhupada wanted in the beginning. He said, I want character, first class, ideal Brahman who can preach. Acharati iti acharya. Then you can become a teacher. Then you can become a preacher. Yourself not practicing, how can you preach? Who will listen to you? And become another sampradaya. There are some sampradayas forbidden. We don't associate with them. People sometimes won't respect. I ask some part of India. They say, I hear so many things about you. And so they don't give sometimes, like others, importance or respect to ISKCON leaders. Some way. So we have got a great responsibility in this. We are supposed to be transcendentalists. We must transcend. We only transcend if we strictly follow ideal devotee Prabhupada. Simply by stamping, time will tell everything. So you must go through the history of different spiritual organizations and you can learn a lot. Here is a chance. Prabhupada gave everything. How should be ideal grihastha? Though he is a king, grihastha, he has to do so many things, as he's saying, forbidden. But since he's doing for Krishna, Krishna never told Arjuna, chant Hare Krishna. No, fight! Shoot arrow! Though he has learned from your guru, he is not acting according to scripture. He is supporting Duryodhana. Shoot! You are not killing him. I have already finished them. They will die. Why they joined with Duryodhana into such most abominable activity, trying to disturb a princess. She's like as good as Lakshmi, Draupadi, and disrobe her in front of everybody. He has to pay the price. June. How can I shoot arrow to my grandfather? He's so affectionate to me. My guru, Dronacharya, in life. My volition is gone. Sitil labdha, I understood my constitutional position. He said, fight! Fight. Also remember Krishna. We chanting. What? To remember Krishna. Hare Krishna. I remember Krishna. You do that. And go back to Godhead. If you can, perfect. And they are joyful, Kumara. They are self-realized, but you don't control senses. I will eat prasad, also eat outside something. It's not controlling senses. Just like outside will go, cold, scarborough, like Scarbuck, his coffee and he entering. Let us take outside, so cold. But he took breakfast. At home his wife make everything he took. He said, let's go. That means he's pulled by the nose. Here I see Elvis Presley's song, Bob Dylan, or Beatles. It's hot in summer, I'm walking like a dog. Let us go. You're pulled by the ear. You're pulled by the ear. Where the devotees? Oh, let us go for Sankirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. No, I'm not listening to you. Your wicked mind has asked me to go to enjoy this. No, this is Goswami. This is devotee. That is what we are doing here. Thus you transcend beyond duality of good, bad, auspicious, inauspicious. You transcend there. No auspicious, inauspicious. I am not this body, I am spirit. I belong to the spiritual world. Asanga aham puruso. I don't belong to this. Asanga is material world. Material plane. I belong to the spiritual plane. So body may be here in the material world, but consciousness is spiritual. So you are as good as in the spiritual plane means spiritual world. You have the glimpse of the spiritual world. Open the page of Krishna book. It is just like a window. You see what is happening in the spiritual world. And you are attracted. Then you act your life like that. Mold your life in such a way so that it is there. Practicing. So when you leave the body, remember Krishna. Again, join with Krishna. Singing, dancing, chanting. Enjoying picnic on the bank of Jamuna. Some time is there. Any comment or question? Other people, sangsara dabha danalida loka. This material existence is like a fire. Maybe from frying pan to fire. What is the difference? In frying pan, you are jumping. So hot, I can't stand. On the frying pan. But jump in fire. What is the use? You finish. That is material existence, fire. But we are not in the frying pan though. We are not in the frying pan. So we pray early in the morning, sangsara dava nananita loka. But tranaya karuna ganakanatta. The spiritual master, saintly person, bring to extinguish the forest fire like this. Material existence. By the mercy of God. Heavy rain, ghana ghanattam. Heavy rain. Oh, shower. Then forest fire can be extinguished. That is Guru, that is Acharya. He himself practice 24 hours, he can bring the mercy. So we say, Shakshat Haritte Samastha Sastre. This person should be treated as we treat with love and devotion, the Lord, we should treat his representative like that, whom we can accept as Guru. You promise, I will surrender to him, I will follow his instinct. If you don't, simply sentimentally take initiation, give him some money, this, that, and don't follow his instruction. It won't work. It may take many, many, many lives will pass. Till we approach towards perfection of life. Again come back, again Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Because attached here, attached to sense gratification. Daytime money, 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 nighttime sense gratification. Either sleeping or sensual pleasure. Making our attachment not of the heart, stronger and stronger. And you get powerful guru like an axe, heavy axe, with sharp, ka-chan, cut this knot. So guru means he will tell something very strong. So cut up your bad attachment, which is deeply rooted, otherwise it won't go. How? Sinnatam sakata krishna punna sabana kirtana hiddantasto abhadrani vidunoti suhit satang. Prabhupada, another verse, Prabhupada is saying, Srimad Bhagavatam. Satang prasangam, we must associate with powerful sadhu. Bijja sangvido, whose Krishna katha is so powerful, it comes from the lips of a saintly person like that. Hitkarna rasayana. Rasayana means very fine, pleasing to your ear and hit and to your heart. Hearing this, your doubts are cleared. You become more convinced. Yes, he should be respected. Shakshat harithe, as good as Hari. And consult. When you're in trouble, problem, consult what Prabhupada says. If you follow him like a disciple, we can become one day like that, Prabhupada said. We can also become teacher. And if not, we have to pay a high price maybe. Now I'm sitting in Vasasan, next day, any day. Lord, he doesn't mind, dear one. Others may mind. Not qualified. It's not humble. You have to be humble. Almost time. No? Any question, ladies and gentlemen? Good. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Vishanale Divani Siddhiva Hiya Jale. My heart is burning. Material existence. And it's not mitigated, it's not extinguished. But saintly person can extinguish if you hear from them Krishna Katha. They are Suhit Satang. They are friend, best well-wisher, who want to become a sadhu. Suhit Satang. Sinnatang Sakadga, if you always hear from them, Krishna Katha. Krishna also, within our heart, our best well-wisher. The millions of life are dirty things. I am dog. How? I am this, I am that. And clean out. Dust off very quickly. Though it's like a heap, like a hill of, like Himalaya. On our own attempt, we cannot clean so quickly. And going for Sankirtan, looking here, looking there. Come in front of the deity, thinking something else. That one easily go. But hearing from him, he knows, he feels the pulse, just like a good doctor. You have got this symptom? Yes, yes. So take this thing, eat this thing. He will tell. Like a doctor, sadhu, cure your disease. If you don't follow, what can you do? You have to surrender to him. He may not see Krishna, but surrender to him. Follow his instruction. Strictly, he follows, he definitely will transcend. Without doubt. But some may do it gradually, of course. Some may not. Some can do it immediately. He has got purity. Otherwise, Krishna says, Je sang tu anta gatang papam. You have to be free from all result of your sinful activity. That comes if you surrender to Krishna. Then quickly, you can. You can. Nobody wants to surrender. Some part surrender, some conditional surrender, some sentimental, artificial. Yeah, I'm surrendered. Krishna knows. Krishna is impartial, nirapekka. He doesn't want anything from us. But with love and devotion we serve, Krishna accepts it. No, he said love and devotion. Then our life becomes auspicious. Beginning of auspiciousness. Initiation. Beginning. Initiation. From now on, I will listen to Prabhupada, his instruction, and strictly follow. Life change. Fast. We find our life become auspicious. Problem there, I am not intention. It doesn't affect me. I enjoy life step by step. Then sense gratification comes in mind. I spit on it. Poof. That is Jamuna Acharya Sur. That may take time. We cannot just copy and think I have done it. But again, when nobody is there, 20 gulab jam offered to the deity. Still 15 there. Nobody is there. Hey, time is over. Offering. What? I am not eating gulab jam. He is taking gulab jam, extra one. He said, who will take this? I will give the Mahatma others this idea. It's a famous story like that. Open! I have to distribute. So many devotees are here. He's got nervous. He forget everything. I'm not eating gulab jam. Did I tell you? He said, open the door. So what happened? Why you are eating? Hey, so many devotees are there. For them it is meant for. Are you all? Don't do. Krishna is watching everything. Always remember, Krishna is watching every step, what you are doing, what you are thinking, what is your motivation. Then you can become pure. Magic. Giving signal, I think. We should now stop. May not be too much dose, it's more good. We can't take it. This much is enough for us. Let us digest it. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I think no question. No. Huh? This applies to all of us, I say. I may be sitting here and dressing like a sannyasi. I'm trying. Not so easy. Maharaj, you are a sannyasi. No, I don't have control over my senses all perfectly and completely. I won't say that. I'm trying. So many years. Even Rukmini, Krishna's wife, she is saying, who is the king? I think king is the three modes of material. Who can say I'm free? Transcendental to three modes. Only Narayan Rishi. Only Lord. Even sometimes we see Lord Shiva. Actually he's not. Even Brahma. What to speak of us? Not even the grain of dust of their feet. Bragging. I'm transcendental. Especially sense object. That is Rukmini saying, they are formidable. We know we should not do something at night. Taking evening time, gulab jam, so many ways. At night, mind is in a mode of ignorance. I know I should not do something. Break. Breaking. Knowingly breaking. Forced. There is a saying in India, if some guy is not coming, you pull him by the ear, his whole body is coming. Huh? I've seen Australia. One day I ask, hey, it's night, they are watching? So Maharaj, everywhere is camera, it may be dark, we should not go that way. The next day I saw, there is a letter from the government came. We have to sometime supply, you know, catering, you know, huge prasad to do some party. So, and make some bucks, good. They say, so much, we are sending, we have got a, for marketing, shopping, bring a lot of vegetable. So our van has got an extra, what is it called, trekker or something, carrying. So we bring that chobi, you see, the photo, you see. They send, they at this time, in this road, the nameplate of your, you know, vehicle is there. They're going higher speed and violated transgress. So this much fine. Please send it by this time. Arrange for it. If not, one day, again it becomes 1.5 time. This is called in India. If you pull him by the ear, he is not coming, and the whole body is coming. No? So it's there. He one day extra advance, it becomes 1.5 times. It reminded me that thing, India, they saying like that. You don't go to pay that. You know, you're fine. Then it increases, and one day you have to give so many times more than that. Automatically you run quickly, bring it back. It's a very good system, I think. I wish they do it in India, but they don't do. Oh, full of corruption. All third world countries like this. I must say. Hari Bol. Thank you very much. It's nice. You are listening nicely. Thank you very much. You are allowing me to serve.